And welcome back. If you've just joined in, this is Changing Gear on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And if you'd like to catch us on our audio bouquet channel on DSTV, it is channel 870. Alternatively, you can listen to us via live streaming on www.radioveritas.co.za. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, we have a very important guest in our midst, and this is Umam Kata Makubela, and she's the national president of the Immaculate Conception Sodality, or better known as Mike Emolo. So, Ma, the sodality started originally in Lesotho.
Yes.
So how are we looking in South Africa or Southern Africa regarding membership of the Mike Emolo?
I think it's getting there. Mm-hmm. And most of the people do like Emolo, that dedicated to be members of Mike Emolo. And fortunately, yes, it started in Lesotho, and now we are able to carry on what was brought to South Africa by Lesotho. And fortunately, most of the members we have now are from Lesotho,
oh,
because they came to South Africa to work due to employment.
Yes. So in terms of membership in South Africa, what numbers are we looking at combined?
Yeah, more or less 1,000 of Mike Emolo.
And of course, you'd like to see that grow.
Yes. And remember, we have just started this national thing, the SACPC.
Yes.
They've allowed us to be in the national recently.
Yes.
And we are still growing. We are still growing. But then, with the diocese, we have grown a lot.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now, say for instance, I'd like to join Mike Emolo. Where do I begin? I know nothing. I just know that I've got this serious, strong connection with Umame. Where do I go? Where do I start?
Okay. In the parish, if you are a Catholic, you are in a certain parish, then there are Mike Emolo there. You'll go to any of the members. You speak to that a person, and that person will put you through to the chairperson of the Mike Emolo in the parish. And thereafter, they will groom you. You'll attend some classes, and what we call it a come and see.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you a chance to be sure if you want to join.
Yes.
And thereafter, if you are sure, you are taken to the parish priest and be introduced to the parish priest. Then the priest will interview you and see if you are fit to be one of the, to join that sodality.
Mm-hmm.
And thereafter, you undergo probation for 6 months.
Okay.
And you are pinned. And then when they pin you, the diocese, the executive of the diocese is the one that will come and do the pinning.
Okay.
And thereafter, you go on for 2 years, and after 2 years, you are vested.
So it's quite a procedure.
Yes, it is.
And what are the challenges that a person that wishes to join, what kind of challenges do they go through in terms of this journey, you know, journeying through until they actually get vested?
Fortunately, they don't encounter any challenges. The only time when they encounter challenges, it's when a person is not sure as to whether she is joining or she's not joining. By the way,
okay,
even males are joining.
They are males?
Yes, they are males.
Oh,
if you look at the Diocese of Klerksdorp and also Diocese of Johannesburg,
yes,
they are males.
That's very interesting. And Ma, you mention here that you dislike people who undermine others. Tell us about that, obviously from experience.
Yes. You know, there are other people who will look at you and feel you are not worth it.
Mm.
And sometimes you hear people saying things about somebody else, maybe they don't like that person, or they feel So to me, it's like, no, each and every person is unique. So we have to accept that and accommodate that. If I feel I'm better, I'm a better person or I'm better off, then it's my problem. It's not somebody else's problem.
Yes.
And if that other one has got some problems or it's not better off, it's not your problem. What you can do for that person, try to help the person instead of maybe undermining or criticizing or seeing mistakes in that particular person. Try to help that person so that we can all be the same.
Yes.
Yes.
With that mindset, how would you then bring it in as national president of Amakemul? Because there are a good number of sodalities that go through exactly what you dislike.
Yes.
So as national president and that mindset of disliking those who undermine others, how would you then bring it into your to Amakemulo, into the sodality?
Yeah, this is a national problem of undermining.
National crisis.
Yeah. So usually when we have a meeting or we are together, I usually speak to people about how important it's the other person next to you, just like the fingers of our hands. You cannot use your hand properly when you don't have one finger, or each finger should help the other one. So does with us. So I always talk about that when we are together in a sodality, to say, no, don't think if this person is talking about this and you don't like it and think it's just out, we cannot listen to that person. And they know, yes, they know now, when I speak on a same level, not as, I don't take Uti, I'm a president, so I'm above all these people.
Yes.
So I like them to treat others or to treat each other the same way.
And how has that been?
Yes, they are happy about it. They take it very serious. They know, they'll say, hey, when I'm Mfumadi, and they'll do the correct thing. They know.
So is it being infiltrated to diocesan level? Because at times, as national president, you are at that stage. You're high up there. And that's what you want, that's what you'd like to implement, that's what you always preach. But you find that even certain executives don't actually exercise what you've requested.
Yeah, it's true. We are people, we have our weaknesses. You know, immediately I see that, because recently something happened in one diocese. And I was there, I saw something that I didn't like.
Yes.
I quickly went to that, to those people, and I spoke to them, reprimanding them,
yes,
trying to show them that is the danger they are going to cascade to the other members. Because when we are seated there and looking at you sitting at the other end, we can see mistakes very easily. So you who is doing those mistakes cannot see. Uguti, people are looking at you. So I went there to sensitize them. Uguti, people, by the way, when we are seated there, we are looking at you. We see everything, even if you are not talking. By actions, we can see that there is something wrong. Please, please, get together and do things in a correct way, so that what we are preaching can be cascaded to members in a very good manner.
Well, but something like that actually tends to give isodality a bad name.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mam Keta, let's go for a musical break, and we'll come back to take calls. Should anyone wish to call Mam Keta, congratulate her, or you know Mam Keta, you go to the same parish, and you just want to motivate, inspire her, and encourage her to work harder on the current position that she's taken, please feel free to call us on 011-452-7115. Welcome back, and we have our first caller. A very good afternoon to you. You're on Radio Veritas.
Hi, Mahadi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And how are you, ma'am?
I'm all right, thank you. It's Helen.
Yes, Ma'am Helen, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm great, thank you. What would you like to say to Umam Kata?
The saint.
Hi, saint. Kujani.
Kujani.
Nyapila.
I'd like to say I'm very, very proud of you, the work that you're doing. And Mahadi, if I must say, makhuluma ngendlela angathandi ngakhona abantu ababhekela abanye abantu phansi. Umam Kata is a cash talker. And she does not hide her feelings. Uzokutshela the way into ngakhona. I keep it fluent sake and she moves on. That is the one thing that I speak up about her. And it's a quality that a person in leadership actually needs to have. Singabanga bantu othi when we're in leadership, we feel like we've got the power and sitting abantu abathanda ukubamba amakrai.
And I see actually also Isamga Mam Keta, actually I favorite verse I can share by Bilin is Psalm 24:1-2. It's the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established on the waters. Ma, what would you like to say to Mam Helen?
Oh, thank you, Helen, for congratulating me or your comment. Oh, nginjalo uyazi namanje besikhuluma ngikutshela ngiyabonga kakhulu. And when I spoke to you last time as deputy chairperson ye Diocese of Pretoria, I really like ukuthi ube there every time and uyisebenzele I Diocese of Pretoria, because without you guys in the executive, our diocese is going to fall apart. So I wouldn't like it to fall apart. Ngoba sekungaseka bobani abobani. Angisho. As it ilona ilo isalm issue isalm 24 issue. Akusumhlaba womuntu lo waka Jehova nokugcwala kwabo. Ngisho. Owenkosi.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and definitely we wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Thank you.
So that being input yako, advice as well.
Thanks,
Ma'am Helen, there you go. Ushilukuthi she shoots from the hip. Thank you very much for the call, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, ma, there you go. I love isamyako. Please elaborate more on it. How did it become your favorite?
Yeah, as I said, I had some challenges in life. So during those difficult times, I realized ukuthi there are people who feel ukuthi they own the world. You are nothing. You are nothing. The bosses at work will make you feel ukuthi you don't belong here. I'm the only one who is here. People who are in the higher positions will make you feel. So I realized, Uguti, no. People must know, Uguti, this world.
That's so wild.
That's wow, so wild. Wow,
yeah. Belongs to Nkulunkulu.
Yes, yes.
Ekhaya, ma, your children, ubakhulisa ngomkhuleko. How did you bring up your children?
Yes, ngibakhulisa ngomkhuleko. And loko kubonakala kwi firstborn yami. My firstborn, it's a priest. He stays in Soweto at the Glen.
O father, bani?
Not a father. In fact, you meet him, pastor.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right, all
Pastor
right.
Makubela.
Hey. Oh, sorry, ma. We've got another caller. You're on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Hello? Okay, they will try back. Yes, ma. Sorry to interrupt you there.
Yes. So, and nae umuntu othi let's say uza kwamanye ama branches wabo ngapha ebo Captain Park or wherever, he will pass by athathe ubanele bahambe baye esontweni.
Okay, and then nabanye obviously they followed suit.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we have another caller. You're on Radio Veritas. Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. Someone's trying to call us.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, you're on Radio Veritas.
Yes, my name is Mrs. Moabelo.
Eme?
Hilehu, kante ke mametse hantle bua le me makubela.
Di debo mme wag.
Nna ke mo secret heart yena ke mo kemo.
Eme.
Ke ratile mareng o sebetsa ka thapelo ha ile etsa mosebetsi.
Mm.
Ba nka fela mosebetsi wa modimo ka soetse sanka le rumo la thapelo.
Ehlile.
O involve modimo.
Mm.
Hape. Ke se dinweng tse tse tharo. A di nkukile ka telefoneng.
Di nkile mme.
Ke a mo thabela.
Ei, re lebohile mme. Mam Khata, do you have anything to say to mam?
Ke a leboga mme.
Eya mme, o gole o goletle. Le ke molo e goletle.
Ee, ke a leboga mme, e tla gola.
Ke a leboga mme wa ka.
Ee.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye mme. You're on Radio Veritas, good afternoon. Please.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
Yes, I'm phoning regarding the lady that's there.
Yes.
Khata Makubela.
Yes, ma'am. Go for it.
I'm a St. Anne member.
Okay,
and
ma'am.
We are in the same parish.
Yes.
I just phoned to say well done. Sengathi uNkulunkulu angamenza kahle. Kukho konke. Sisebenzile noKhata, she's a strong woman. And she's a straight talker as well.
Yes, I've gotten to know that. Wow, siyabonga ma.
Hello?
Yes, ma. Umam Khata nang uzokuphendula.
Okay.
Oh, ai danya muzwa.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu.
Street talker.
Well done, sisi.
Ngiyabonga.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm very, very proud of you.
Ngiyabonga.
Sithathele ngini. Unkulunkulu ukuthathe lawa kubeka la. Because he knows ukuthi you will.
Okay. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, mama. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga, ma. Wow, ma. You know, as bengisho earlier, ukuthi na ku Facebook yethu, kukhona abaningi abakhalaliselayo, abakufisela inhlanhla. And ngiyathemba nokuthi bazokhulekela ma, because as I was saying to you while we were off air, ukuthi this is a very daunting task, it's a very challenging task, kodwa with umame wethu on your side and uNkulunkulu, everything is possible.
Thank you.
Yes, ma. So you were just telling us about the importance of umkhuleko ekhaya in your family.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't sleep without praying.
Mm.
I don't wake up without praying. I get into the car, I pray.
Wow.
I get to work, I pray. I make sure that every time it's prayer, prayer, prayer.
Mm.
And kunjalo nje ngicoxe bonke abazukulu. Nababongo
sisi bami.
Six, in fact, the two bangan.
Okay.
But we won. The three is so, but so wait.
All right, yes.
Bahamba no bababo. And then ngapa, ngihamba na bayi four. And ngabafaka na semaklasini. And I'm busy preaching to their parents, ukuthi you should so follow suit. Ngine register. You know, ngiyabarasela njalo ukuthi I know bazogcina ba registerile. Uma kodwa wami u registerile ngamlandelela futhi. So I want us to be a praying family.
Beautiful.
As a solver ama problems with a prayer.
Absolutely.
Because I've seen ukuthi
yeah. As they say, ma, a family that prays together stays together.
Yes.
Very powerful. Let's go for a small musical break and we'll be back with you. Sizo lalela I asituse. Oh, we have another caller. You're on Radio Veritas. Okay, we missed it.
Oh, no, 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 no,
Welcome back. You are tuned to Changing Gear on Radio Veritas 576 AM. We are with Umam Khatha Makubela. I'm really honored that you are here.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, Jay, the studio feels so holy. I hope it's going to rub off. Who knows? Ma, with October being the month of the rosary, what message would you like to give to our community, to Catholics out there regarding the rosary and umami wetu?
What I like to say is, setting ukuthi sithandaze I rosary kakhulu. Why do I stress ukuthandaza I rosary? It's because sikhumbula ukuthi sinjenje nje sinomkhululi wethu uJesu Kriste. It's because uMama Maria ukube ubengekho mhlambe ngabe asinayo lendodana yakhe esifela izono zethu ngaso sonke isikhathi indodana yakhe iyamsebenzisa ukuthi ingene ngaphakathi kwethu through yena. Yes, we are not praying uMama Maria, we are praying Jesus, because we know ukuthi yena ungubaba ungumoya uyonke into. But because uMama Maria is a servant of her child uJesu Kristu, we also need ukuthi naye simbeke sibonise ubukhulu bakhe. She's also very important to us because through yena we can reach indodana yakhe. And fortunately, this woman dala akhona, and siloku simcelebrate her every time. In this month, let us make sure ukuthi we celebrate this woman, uMama kaJesu. In that way, we are also celebrating our presence as parents, as women of South Africa or of this world. Let us pray for abantwana bethu abakunyawe. Let us pray for abantwana bethu every time singabakhohlwa, because imimoya le emibi ingena kakhulu kubo. You find abantwana bethu emakhaya belwa nathi, abantwana bafuna izinto in a silver platter. Abantwana ababoni ukuthi as a parent you want to teach them irresponsibility. So through uMama Maria we can reach our children.
Wangithinta ma, wangithinta. I'm actually teary-eyed njengoba ukhuluma kanje. To all our listeners at home, thank you very much for tuning in to Changing Gear. We were really graced by the presence of Umam Eunice Khatha Makubela, the National President of the Makemulo Sodality. From me, Mahadi Buthelezi, I'd like to bid you farewell and bye-bye.